the setting would have to include television cameras and newsreel cameras, newsmen, which I think is a big part in the setting. Also, it was on a crowded two-way street. There was a lot where the speech was to be held, which was next to the Elks Lodge and next to the corner of the street. There was also, across the street, was the Pine Street Elementary School, which Rap Brown could refer to in his gestures whenever he felt like. He could also refer to his right and his gestures to the burnt, you know, previously burned Elks Lodge. He used a 1955 black and white Buick sedan to stand on, stood on the hood, and there the crowd could, you know, encircle him. And he spoke in all directions. And the newsmen were to his left, and I was to his rear as he was speaking out. Now, the crowd was composed of course, quite a few young people, and it was held in the second ward sector of the town, which is the predominantly Negro section. And, of course, many of the people were sitting on the porches to the extreme left in the next block. Just watching the crowd, they probably couldn't hear him. But the crowd was very, you know, attentive, extremely attentive. I mean, it wasn't anything that they were taking lightly. I mean, they wanted somebody to hear, and they were extremely attentive.
Were they vocal? Were they?
They were.
Encouragement.
Was there feedback to his various speech parts?
There was a lot of yelling, and there was one of the phrases. You got to remember, you know, phrases change that people use in a couple of years. But one of the phrases back then was "tell it like it is."
Yeah.
You know, and there was telling like it is, yelling all, you know, quite a bit through the speech, and encouragement. You know, yeah. You know, you're saying it right, and we know what you're saying, brother. And Black Power, it was just starting then. He explained Black Power and what it was and what it should be to them, and things of that nature. And it was a very attentive audience, and they were ready.
Something about the audience's makeup, were they predominantly black? Can you give us, I realize this might be hard to do, but give us some idea of how many were present?
It was almost in total a black audience, I'd have to say, because it was, except for the newsmen, that's all. And there were some black newsmen who Rat Brown referred to in his speech because he thought they were, you know, patsies for the white man. There were also, in the crowd, four black cops that he refers to, and those are the people that he thinks should be shot first if anybody's shot first.
Were they in uniform?
They were in uniform, and he referred to them as working for the man. And the crowd was mainly composed of mostly youngsters. Not youngsters in the sense of teen, well, you know, 12 and below or anything, but upper teens and early 20s, you know. And quite a few apparently working adults, and some persons who appear to be his bodyguards were also in the crowd.
Could you ask how many were in the crowd?
Well, police estimates and I guess my estimates, between around 300 to 400.
300 to 400.
Did they completely encircle this car, or was
they
it digging to a moon-shaped lens? Or
it was
circular?
It was circular. I have a photograph that I can probably bring to you.
Good. That would be a big help.